and welcome to SSI Live. You've long known the Strategic Studies Institute, or SSI, at the U.S. Army War College as the go-to location for issues related to national security and military strategy, with an emphasis on geostrategic analysis. SSI conducts strategic research and analysis to support the U.S. Army War College curricula, assist and inform Army, DoD, and U.S. government leadership, and serve as a bridge to the wider strategic community. Now we're bringing you access to SSI analyses, scholars, and guests through this, the SSI Live podcast series. Thanks for joining us. Hello and welcome to this edition of SSI Live. My name is John Denny, and I'm a research professor of National Security Studies here at SSI. It's Tuesday, January 30th, 2024, and today I'm joined by Mr. Joshua Arostegui, one of the newest SSI faculty members. Josh is the first chair of China Studies at SSI, and he's also the research director of the China Land Power Studies Center. Josh arrived at SSI following 12 years as a senior China analyst at the National Ground Intelligence Center, or NGIC. Now, I've asked him to join us today to discuss the new China Land Power Studies Center at the Strategic Studies Institute. Josh, welcome.
Thanks, John.
All right, Josh, well, let's begin at the beginning, so to speak. Tell me how the China Land Power Studies Center, or CLSC, or the classic, I think is how you call it. Tell me about its genesis. Where did the idea come from, and how did it get started?
I was very fortunate, even in my position at NGIC, to be involved in kind of helping stand this up. But what this is actually the brainchild of SSI director and U.S. Army War College press director, Dr. Carol Evans, and our former, you know, Strategic Research and Analysis Department director, Colonel George Schatzer, now retired, essentially they wanted to get after creating a center that was more than just one person, right? So SSI has always been in the China game, especially since, you know, we've hosted countless, you know, Carlisle conferences on the PLA over the years. But traditionally, we've typically only had one research professor looking at this very giant topic. And as you and your listeners are probably pretty aware, China tends to dominate the headlines a lot in the news these days, or even, you know, in the NDAAs or national security strategy, you know, documents that have been published in recent years. So Dr. Evans really wanted to ensure that SSI was placing a level of importance on that topic and getting after China-focused research. And in addition, you know, the other professional military education centers, such as the National Defense University and the Air War College and the Naval War College, they've already had China-focused research centers for years. So the Army War College was trailing here. We were behind. And so Colonel Schatzer and Dr. Evans reached out across all the different centers and across the DoD and academia and think tanks and said, hey, how can we build a center and what should we be focused on? How should we be organized? How do we integrate into the general China community of interest? And so fast forward several months, and after a couple of hiring actions, we're in place right now, and we have more hiring actions to come. But that's really how it got started. And additionally, we really wanted to promote the Army's role in the Indo-Pacific. So, you know, many experts tend to focus on the application of air and sea power in the region, but the Army has always played an outsized, but often underappreciated role in the theater. You know, we wanted to make sure that those points of view got pushed out. A lot of the things that you recommended, such as security cooperation and ballistic missile defense, a decade later now, they're in effect, right? And so we want to make sure that not only are we talking about the Chinese aspects of, you know, or Chinese efforts in the Indo-Pacific, but also the American and allied partners and nations. So we want to also get involved in bringing in, you know, experts from other countries in the region to talk about these particularly interesting topics, especially if they get after strategic land power.
Josh, you know, I don't know how many podcasts you've done, but you've clearly read the manual on how to be an expert. You've cited the host's previous works. So that's the first step to success in podcasting. So thank you. But more seriously, let me ask you about the timing of this. Why is the timing right for the classic to be stood up now and to be getting underway now? What do you, just without getting into too much detail, but broadly speaking, what's going on in the region? What do you see as sort of driving the establishment of this now, and why is the timing right?
You know, this is a doozy because, as mentioned, you know, I won't even get after national policy strategy because it goes without saying that this current administration and previous administrations have been very focused on China. But in addition, you know, Indo-PACOM and U.S. Armed Pacific have been incredibly focused in recent years, and especially based on China's, you know, acquisition of newer technologies and reorganization of their own forces to, you know, basically not only just dominate in their own region, but also to go global, right? So the issue at hand here is that we have lots of great experts from other think tanks that can talk maritime and air and heck, even space and cyber, but nobody was talking about ground forces. And what people often forget, and I don't just necessarily mean ground forces as in the army. I mean, you know, the Chinese have a lot of ground forces, not just the army, but the Marines and the Airborne Corps and People's Armed Police and militia even, right? But China intends to, you know, support its overseas objectives using that land domain capability. And it's easy to say, hey, look, they have a bunch of great Y-20s or new, you know, helicopter carriers that can go around the globe. But what happens after you actually put those capabilities abroad and land forces to secure those objectives? Who's talking about that? And that's where we come in here. And that's just, again, one of our portfolios. We're going to be talking about a whole host of different things. But somebody like me, who I'm one of the few people, you know, in addition to, let's say, my mentor, Dennis Blasco, one of the few people who have been looking at, you know, the Chinese military, especially the ground components of the Chinese military. And it's just a very under-researched and under-reported on topic. And so as China gets building, it continues to build its capabilities, and as people keep talking about those dates that you keep hearing in the news about 2027 and 2035, where they're effectively going to, you know, achieve basic modernization, and in 2049, where they're going to be a world-class military, we need to be the folks that are talking about where the land domain comes into that. Because despite all the money they're putting into acquiring high-tech systems for, you know, air defense and sea and long-range precision fires, those decisions are being made by folks that are wearing army uniforms for the most part. And a lot of that strategy comes from those same folks.
All right. Now, Josh, tell us a little bit more. You mentioned earlier about bringing in experts, and that process continues to staff up the Classic. Tell us a little bit about how it's structured. I mentioned early in my introduction of you that you are the director of research for it, but what kinds of other researchers and experts are you surrounding yourself with inside this organization?
The first person to arrive here after Dr. Evans and Colonel Schatzer set this place up was Colonel Rich Butler, who came from being the chief of plans out at U.S. Forces Korea and has a very long history of working within the Indo-Pacific as a planner and strategist. He is the initial director of the center. So I serve as his research director, where he focuses on a lot of engagement, and which he is fantastic at, by the way, and brings a whole host of you know, he has an immense network that he brought with him. I followed up and arrived the day after he did. And what I bring along is that expertise on the PLA and knowing the folks that have been working these topics in from different domains and those who do have expertise on land domain issues. So the two of us, he very focused on blue and me very focused on red in a lot of the ways that people like to talk about it. You know, we are the first two, and we also are going to be used to help train those other people who are coming on who may not have that level of expertise on those very niche topics, right? So, but we are bringing some experts on. So first, we already have Dr. Brian Carlson, who joined us. He is our current research professor of Indo-Pacific Security Studies. He came from Switzerland, where he headed a think tank's global security team, and he has a pretty broad expertise in Sino-Russian relations and several other aspects of foreign policy that we hope to get after here. Also, you know, Chinese language skills. I also have Chinese language ability, and But we're making that an emphasis on hiring actions here as well. So the next person we're bringing on board is going to be, and the hiring action has been completed, we're just waiting for this person's arrival, will be the research professor of China Military Studies. And that person will bring along very, very thorough understanding of the PLA and its operations, its training, and its organization to help kind of level set, where we have Dr. Carlson, who's an expert on foreign policy and national security strategy. We have somebody who actually also has far more in the weeds military understanding. And then in addition, we also are completing hiring actions for what I like to call two cleared researchers. So these are folks who also language enabled, but can not only write at an expert level and have a good understanding of the PLA and Chinese security strategy, but also have the adequate security clearances and accesses to be able to kind of be involved in a bit more, do a bit more cleared research, but also go participate in war games and go support different events that maybe that you need people who have a bit more of that intelligence background to be involved in. So that way we're hitting all customers, not just the warfighter, but the intelligence community and think tanks and everybody else that oftentimes uses those clearances for these different events. We also have two visiting research professors. Our first one that arrived is Dr. Sheena Greitens from University of Texas, Austin. She's a renowned expert on Chinese national security strategy and foreign policy. And we also have Dr. Shamit Ganguly, who's coming from Indiana University. He recently started with us. They're both doing a year with us. He's an expert in Indian defense and foreign policy that also happens to follow Sino-Indian competition. So we have some really good experts that are on site here or working remotely in the case of the visiting research professors. And finally, we're going to rely on a host of affiliates who are experts in their individual fields, many with expertise on Chinese military capabilities, some others that have some expertise on Chinese economics, some who have expertise on Chinese industrial capacity. But we are slowly but surely recruiting these folks to help provide regular contributions to the center.
Josh, it sounds like you're building up quite an array of experts. Let me ask you about what kinds of activities or projects you see unfolding over the course of the next couple of weeks or months.
So our schedule just keeps getting more and more crowded. And it's hard to begin here, but we're Army War College faculty like yourself. We have a mix of responsibilities. So while our priority is going to remain on research and production of impactful papers on Indo-Pacific topics, especially with a focus on strategic land power, we're also having to respond to a crazy number of customer requests for course instruction, guest lecturing, participation in various electives here on site, but also teaching at other locations, the development of new locations here at the War College, participation on panels, participation in war games. And so right now it's a team of three of us and our travel schedule, I'm the only one on site today, but I'll be gone for the next 2 weeks, and then other people we're having to manage, the proper workload based on the requirements being levied at us. Our research portfolio, as mentioned previously, will emphasize topics about Chinese security and strategy, and also incorporate articles from those U.S. and partner nation experts that are writing on those really key, relevant, and timely issues. And we're going to use our newly created website, which is still being developed, but it's available to the public now, to hang many of our shorter articles while also relying on the War College Press for those longer academic pieces.
Well, Josh, tell us a bit more about that. What kinds of topics do you see being covered in either the shorter pieces or the longer, more academically oriented pieces?
Well, excellent. So Dr. Greitens wrote one of our first pieces. She is focusing on China's use of security forces as a sort of a non-traditional strategic land power application within the theater. And we also have Dennis Blasco, again, my mentor and old friend, who wrote an excellent and very visual piece on the PLA's activity along the Sino-Indian border over the past few years. So those should be posting to our website, or Sheena's should be coming out from, I believe, in Parameters, but Dennis's paper will be coming to our website pretty soon. We also have a whole host of other types of topics we're having to research. We're getting after some answers for different customers in theater. So U.S. Army Pacific was asking for very specific questions. So I'm getting after how China perceives a lot of our initiatives out there and their own activities in response. I know Dr. Carlson is looking at some really unique Sino-Russian partnership topics that he'll also probably be working closely with other folks here at SSI. And, Colonel Butler is, again, he's looking at a whole host of stuff from the blue perspective that will be coming in the near future. In addition to some more, academic research and written products, we're also focused on a couple different big events. Recently we hosted the different PME centers here at Carlisle from, you know, our counterpart organizations across, you know, NDU and Naval War College and Air University and Marine Corps University to kind of get after how we can collaborate and also coordinate our own conferences and help reduce duplication of effort when it comes to, you know, research on the PLA. But one of the most valuable takeaways is that it also helped us prepare for our upcoming Carlisle Conference on the PLA, which we'll be hosting this year in October 2024, with a general focus on protracted conflict. Now, Colonel Butler and I are going to be getting after how exactly we're going to divvy up the panels and assign research papers in the coming month or so. But I wanted to just make sure that listeners knew that something exciting was coming from us in October.
Well, Josh, I really appreciate you whetting the appetite for our audience. I think that the array of topics, but also different kinds of products and events and activities that the China Land Power Studies Center is going to be engaging in here will be of great interest. And the timing couldn't be better, I think. And so Josh Arostegui, Chair of China Studies at SSI and the Research Director of the new China Land Power Studies Center, thanks for joining me today.
Thank you, John. Really appreciate the opportunity.
You can now find SSI Live on TuneIn Radio and on popular podcast directories like Stitcher and at the iTunes Store. If you have any comments on our podcasts, thoughts on what you'd like to see addressed, or a response to something you heard here at SSI Live, please go to our website. That's ssi.armywarcollege.edu. Find me, John Denny, in the staff directory, and send me an email. I look forward to hearing from you. For the SSI Live podcast series, I'm John Denny. Thanks for listening.